Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 3rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Dietary carbohydrate quality, fiber-rich food intake, and left ventricular structure and function, the CARDIA study. This study, from the Coronary Artery Risk Development in Young Adults, CARDIA cohort, investigated the association between dietary carbohydrate quality and fiber-rich food intake with left ventricular structure and function. The research aimed to clarify how specific macronutrient and food group intakes relate to cardiac phenotypes, a critical step in understanding progression to heart failure. Identifying these lifestyle risk factors is essential for developing strategies to prevent or slow cardiac dysfunction. Article number 2. Cumulative exposure to atherogenic lipoprotein particles in young adults and subsequent incident atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. This research quantified the relationship between cumulative and usual yearly exposure to atherogenic lipoprotein particles in young adults and subsequent incident atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Utilizing follow-up data of young adults aged 18 to less than 40 years from the Coronary Artery Risk Development in Young Adults, CARDIA study, this investigation focused on apolipoprotein B, low-density lipoprotein particles, and triglyceride-rich lipoprotein particles. The study established that such exposure during early adulthood significantly increases future atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk, providing critical data for understanding early life risk factors and informing preventative strategies. Article number 3, Rationale, Design, and Baseline Characteristics of the PolyPill for Heart Failure with Reduced Ejection Fraction, PolyHF Trial. The POLYHF trial was designed to evaluate a PolyPill strategy for patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, addressing suboptimal real-world utilization of guideline-directed medical therapy. This open-label randomized controlled trial, conducted across two centers, enrolled adults with a left ventricular ejection fraction of 40% or less who were not receiving targeted guideline-directed medical therapy. The study's rationale, design, and baseline characteristics provide a foundational framework for investigating whether a simplified PolyPill regimen can improve therapeutic adherence and patient outcomes in this population. Article number 4. Accelerated Bachman Bundle Area Pacing for Atrial Resynchronization in Patients with Non-Obstructive Hypertrophic Cardiomyopathy and Heart Failure with Preserved Ejection Fraction, a Randomized Crossover Trial. This randomized crossover trial was designed to determine the effects of accelerated Bachman bundle area pacing in symptomatic patients presenting with non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, and intraatrial block. Recognizing that intraatrial block can worsen diastolic dysfunction in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, this prospective, patient-blinded study recruited patients for dual-chamber implantable cardioverter defibrillator placement. The research establishes a crucial methodology for evaluating this novel atrial resynchronization strategy, aiming to uncover potential therapeutic benefits for a challenging patient population. Article number 5. Small patients, significant findings. Electrophysiological properties of Bachman's bundle in pediatric patients. This study investigated the electrophysiological properties of Bachman's bundle in pediatric patients with congenital heart disease, aiming to understand its potential role in the earlier onset and faster progression of atrial fibrillation. Bachman's bundle mapping was performed in 55 pediatric patients ranging from 0.2 to 18 years old during catheter ablation procedures. The research also sought to assess the impact of age on Bachman's bundle electrophysiology in this vulnerable population. Establishing these electrophysiological alterations in pediatric congenital heart disease patients is crucial for early intervention strategies against atrial fibrillation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.